Thing on Sadik Vov Amud Bey's six lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday, so the Mishnah had talked about a case of a tamura of a korban Pesach. We said that there were cases where you do bring it as a korban shlomim, namely, and cases where you don't bring it as a korban at all, but rather you leave it to graze until it develops a mum, and then you use the value of it to buy a shlomim. So Yeshua had quoted his Rebbeim as saying that there are two such cases, one where you bring it as a shlomim, the tamura as a shlomim, and the other one where you don't. And Rabbi Yeshua wasn't sure what the details are. And Rabbi Akiva clarified that it depends whether what we're talking about is if you have an animal that you were going to bring as the Korban Pesach, then you lost it and then you found it. So then it depends whether you found it before or after you shechted the other one that you got as the replacement of it. And then that will also affect the din of the tamura of it. So we said if you found the original one before you shechted the second one, then what you did is you would doicha that one be a dayim, because you said I have two animals in front of me, either one of which could be the Korban Pesach, and the other one I'm pushing away and saying I'm not going to. Therefore, that animal becomes possible to be used as a korban, and therefore, instead, we have to leave it or its tamura to develop to graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, etc. As opposed to if you only found the original animal after you shechted your other animal as a korban Pesach, then we say you weren't doche b'yadayim, because at the time you shechted the other one, it wasn't roi to bring because you didn't have it in your possession. Therefore, you weren't doche it, and therefore it itself becomes a shlomim. And if you make a tamura with it, then it also becomes a shlomim. We mentioned in the Gemara Machloik, Rabba and Rab Zeira, which is going to come up again today, about whether the key point is where he found the old one before he shechted the new one, or after the new or afterwards, or whether he found it before Chatzois or after Chatzois, because Chatzois is the time when now it becomes able to be used as a Korban Pesach. Then we started discussing that Rava had made a distinction between like this. Now we have, when it comes to a tamura, you have to consider there are a few possible permutations. You found the original animal before the shechita of the second one, which then the Mishnah is telling us that it's nidcha. Now you could have within that, you made a tamura before or after the shechita of the other animal. And then you could also have that you found it only after shechita, and then the tamura, of course, was also done only after the shechita. So there are three possible cases. So we had Rava telling us that if you found the original animal before shechita, and that which then it itself is nidcha, and then even if you made the tamura with it after shechita, then the fact is that tamura is only coming from kedusha dechuya. Only it's coming based on a kedusha which was pushed off, because already the original animal was pushed off from bringing a carbon. Therefore, even though you made the tamura after the other one was shechted, nevertheless that tamura can't be brought itself as a shlomim. You're gonna have to leave it till it grazes, till it develops a mum, etc. So that was all. So we had Rava saying that, we had Abaya, we had Abaya discussing that, and we said that, and we left it that way. It can be that way. So now we come to Ika Demasni La Resha. There are those who learn Rava's statement, the Loi Shonu, as referring to the first part of the Mishnah. Now, again, we have two cases in the Mishnah. One is where you found the original one before the Pesach was shechted, and we talk about it or its tamura, and the other one where you found the original one after another animal was shechted for your Pesach. So the first version of Rava was, we were talking about the second case in the Mishnah, where we said that if you found the original animal only after the shechita of the other one, then we say it's not nidcha, then you can bring it as a shlomim. And if you make a tamura with it, then you can bring that tamura as shlomim. So in the first version, Rava had said that it would depend, that the key thing is not when you made the tamura, the key thing is when the original animal was found. If the original animal was found before the shechita of the other one, where now it's nidcha, then so is its tamura, even if the tamura only took place after the shechita of the other one. Now, in the second version, Ika Demasni La Resha, there are those who learn that Rava's statement is referring back to the Resha, where the Mishnah had said, a Pesach shenimtza kodem shchitas a Pesach, that if we find the original Korban Pesach before the other one was shechted, Yira Adchi Yistoiv, then we say now that the other one was Nidcha, the first one that you lost was Nidcha, they before you have to, therefore, yiraji stove. So you leave it to graze until it develops a mum, but you macher and you sell it, but you have a bedam of shlomim and you use the money to buy a shlomim, but chain tmura. So, and the same thing goes for its tmura. So now in the second version, Omar Rava, in the second version, Rava is referring to that and saying, that would only apply if both things, the finding of the original animal and the tmura, took place before the other one was shechted. So now you have like those two factors for the bad, because not only the original animal was nidcha, but also you made the tmura at the time where it's nidcha as well, because you didn't even shech the other one yet, and therefore you showed with that that you don't want to bring it as a korban. Avol nimtza kodim shchita v'heima bayacha shchita. But if you found the original animal before the shchita of the other one, which then fine, we're saying the original animal is nidcha, and you did the tmura after shchita, then now in the first version we said no good, the tmura cannot be brought as a korban because it comes from the koyach of a kedusha dechuya, because the original animal that it's based off of what itself was nidcha. Now in the second version we're saying that not. Because we would say in the second version, krev shlamim, tmura se krev shlamim. That tmura could actually be brought as a shlamim. My timer, ki kavah shchita mida dichazule. Because in the second version, we would say that the shchita of the other one, of the first animal, is only keveya, what could be a Pesach as a Pesach. In other words, what happens when you lost the original animal and now you found it? And meanwhile, you have another animal, and you decided now I'm going to shech the other animal, the newer one, as the Korban Pesach. What you did is you had two animals in front of you, both of which are suitable to be brought as a Pesach. And you're saying, I'm choosing one of them, and therefore you're doicha the other one. So we would say the shchita of the second one then is keveya, that the first one is now a Pesach that became possible, where now therefore you have to leave it to graze till it develops a mum. But you can't necessarily, in the second version, you don't say that about the tmura, because at the time you hadn't yet made the tmura. You only made the tmura afterwards, after you shechted the other one. Therefore, there's no reason we would say that the tmura shouldn't be able to be brought as a korban. It wasn't established as a Pesach or as a tmuras Pesach at the time of the shechting of the other one. No, so what you have is you have the original animal. Now, later in the afternoon or some other time, you decided, I have this animal left, which it has to be left to graze. I'm going to make a tmura with it. Look, I mean, you're not allowed to make a tmura in the first place, but besides v'hayu tmurasi yakodesh, a person gets malchus for making the tmura as well. It's one of the rare cases where a person can be chayiv malchus just for saying something. Yeah, because even if you bring a fatter or a better one, you can't make a tmura. Right. What you could be poydet if it's a bal mum, then you can be poydet on you can be poydet for a different one. That's different. What you're doing then is you're taking the kedusha off the original one and you're transferring it onto a new one. But here we're talking about you making a tmura. I'm saying I want to swap out this one for this one. The Rambam explains at the end of Hilchos Tmura, by the way, that logically, yeah, you would think a person should be able to swap out a better animal for a worse one. The problem is that a person has a big yetzahara to keep their things, and even though, so a person, if you allow him to do a tmura, a better one for a worse one, then he's going to rationalize and do a worse one for a better one. Well, I think this one is better, so therefore the Torah just a blanket statement, no tmuras, and if you do, we're going to penalize you. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point is, in the first version, what we're saying is that the tmura is also when you found the original animal before shchita, then even if you made the tmura only after the shchita of the other one, nevertheless we're still saying that tmura cannot be brought as a korban, because it comes from koyach kedusha dechuya, because the animal whose kedusha it's based on itself was nidcha. Now in the second version we're saying never mind that. Was saying that yes, the original animal was nidcha, but at the time that it was nidcha, this new animal wasn't yet kaddish because he hadn't yet made the tmura. So there, it can't have been established as that this is a Pesach, and now it's a Pesach, which is possible at the time because it didn't exist yet as a kaddish animal. Therefore, you can bring it as a shlamim. So according so so. Okay. Yeah. No, not shechting it. He's shechting the other animal. You have three animals over here. You have three animals. Call them A, B, and C. He had animal A was going to be his korban. He lost it. So he took animal B instead and said, I'm going to bring it as my korban instead. Now animal A turned up. So we're distinguishing in the Mishnah between whether A turned up before or after he shechted B. If it turns up before he shecht B, then it becomes nidcha. And if it turns up after he shecht B, then it's not nidcha. Now we have the wrinkle. What happens with the tmura? You're taking animal A and saying, I'm making a tmura on it to animal C. So now the question, so in the first version of Rava, what we said is, as long as A is nidcha, then C is automatically nidcha as well, because it comes from Kedusha Dechuya. In the second version, we're saying that no, only if you made that tmura also before B was shechted would C be nidcha. But if you found A before B was shechted, where now it's nidcha, but then only later that day after B was shechted, did you go and make a tmura from A to C, then in the second version, we're saying you could bring C as a korban. If you're shechting B, why would you be making a tmura? Why are you making a tmura in the first place? I mean, you're not allowed to anyway, but if a person does make... No, he made it, C has nothing to do. Why he's doing a tmura with C, I don't know, you'd have to go ask him. But right now, I mean, to begin with, we only started with A and B. A, he lost, and B, he's using instead. Right, but it could happen that a person makes it. Whenever you have a case of kodshim, you always have to deal with the case of what happens with the tmura of it. I mean, whether realistically, whether any time in history it's ever happened that a person made a tmura like that, doesn't matter. I mean, it's still chochmas ratzon shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we still got to learn the details. Anyway.
Okay, so a regular situation, if A has lost, it, you bring B instead, and then after you check, you find A.
So what we said is that if you lost A, you brought B and shechted it, then you found A, then A is not nidcha. Then A becomes a shlomim instead. Because a moiser Pesach, a leftover Pesach, becomes a shlomim. You weren't doiche it because it wasn't around at the time of the shechita of B to say that you were doiche it. Therefore, it becomes a shlomim. Now, if you were to make a tmura from it, there's no question that tmura is also brought as a shlomim. Both of them are brought as shlomim, right? Right. No. So then there's no leaving to graze, right? Okay. So the key question, the key difference between the first version and the second version is the case where A was found before B was shechted, which makes A nidcha now, and now only after the shechita did you do a tmura from A to C. So in the first version, we're saying C is also possible to bring as a korban because it comes from Kedusha Dechuya. And in the second version, we're saying that not. You could bring it as a shlub. Yeah. So A, you definitely can't. A definitely has to be left to graze. The question is about C. Yeah. Because C became a tmura only after B was shechted. So the question is, do we focus on where its Kedusha came from? It came from Kedusha Dechuya, or do we focus on the fact is, at the time of the Shechita of B, then C hadn't yet been made Kaddish. So, Esve Abaya, again, uses the same Braisa to ask on...
Hi, Vanda.
Yeah.
Why can't you offer two or three carbon Pesach if you want to?
You can't
what's the limitation?
It's one carbon Pesach per person per year.
Why? So, who says that?
What do you mean? Who says that? The Torah says you bring a korban pesach, and once you've done your chayv of the korban pesach, you can't bring another one. It's no different than a chatas. Let's say if a person broke Shabbos or ate chaylev or what have you, and brings a chatas, they can't bring a second chatas for the same thing.
So you offer it to another group then? What's the problem?
So you're asking you could take that animal and offer it to a different group. Maybe. I mean, I suppose that's possible. On the other hand, though, we're going to learn later on, we're going to learn in a couple of blat, that we have an opinion, I think Rabbi Yehuda, that says that a Korban Pesach, you always have to have a member of the original group is always registered for it. So if you have, for example, so I have an animal, which I was going to use for a Korban Pesach, which I have, let's say, my family registered for it. If we decide we won't or can't use it for our Korban Pesach for whatever reason, and we want to give it to somebody else, let's say it's too small and we want a fatter animal or whatever, we would have to make sure that at least one member of my family is still included in that Korban Pesach when it's given to a new group. But now you can't do that because now they already shechted a Korban Pesach on behalf of that group. So now you don't have that option open because everybody in that group was Yotze Korban Pesach. So now none of them can be a member of a different group.
But that's not Doraisa, the Minui.
All this we're talking about is Doraisa. All this we're talking about is Doraisa. Now this that we're saying that you need a member of the original group, that we're going to see in the next couple of blocks, that's a machlokes about that. So, but the opinion that says that it has to be that way, me holds that it's Doraisa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go on. Esra Abaya. So Abaya says to Rava, I have a contradiction on you, again, based on the same Braisa that he quoted yesterday, but now we're going to have both halves of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Im kesef ma tamad loymar. Now again, the Pasuk tells us that a person brings a shlomim. It mentions when a person brings a shlomim from the tzoin, which is a general term that includes sheep and goats. And then it says, Im kesef, if his korban is a sheep, and it goes through the details of what a murim have to be brought from a sheep. Ma tamad loymar. So what do we learn from the word im kesef? It comes to include the tmura of a Pesach after Pesach, after Erev Pesach is over, that it's brought as a shlomim. Yochol af lifnei a Pesach kein. Now, you would think then that would apply even before the original Korban Pesach is brought, meaning, in other words, the case where the tmura was found or the tmura was made before the original animal for the Pesach was offered. Tamad Lema, who? No, therefore the Pasuk says, who? The Pasuk says, v'amartim zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem, meaning hu korev, ve'en tmuras ha-Pesach kreva. Only the Pesach itself can be brought as a korban, but the tmura of it cannot be brought as a korban. Now, Rashi explains, in other words, we're not saying generically that no tmura of a Pesach can be brought. There are cases of a tmura of a Pesach that we bring as a korban, like we said before, that we bring as a shlamim. What we mean is, not all tmuras of Pesach are brought. There are some of them that are not, that are left to graze. Now we have to figure out which is which. What are the ones that the Braisa is implying that you could bring, and which are the ones that not? So hey chidami, ilema shenimtza kodem shchita behemer boi kodem shchita. Oh, you're talking about where you found the original animal before shchita, and the tmura you also made before shchita. Pshita, obviously you can't bring it as a korban, but lomalikra, why would you need a pasuk? Because after all, again, like we said before, you have both factors are bad. You have it comes from the original animal whose kedusha it's based on was nidcha, and it itself was made as a tmura before B was shechted. So now you have A and C were both nidcha at the time that B was shechted. So of course you don't bring C. Of course you don't bring C, the tmura, as a korban. There's no chiddush in it. Now, before, in the first version, when Rava asked that question, we said that was exactly what the Mishnah wanted to tell us. But the fact of the matter is, when we have a pasuk, we still need the pasuk to be telling us something. We also, in the first version, we tried to say that the pasuk is only an asmachta. And we said that actually the word im in that pasuk is really teaching us something different. But here, what we would say is, okay, if you're going to do that, then you need to do something with the word who. And what do you have? There's no other drasha that we can do from that word that we have from that word who. So elalav shenimtza kodem shchita v'hemer b'yachas shchita. Evidently, the braisa must be talking about the case where you found the where you found A before shchita, and then you made the tmura only after the shchita. So now, on the one hand, again, C has one factor for the bad that it comes from kedusha d'choya, but it has one factor for the good that it wasn't kodesh at the time that B was shechted to be nikba as a tmura, to be nikba as to have the din of a Pesach, and nevertheless. No, A is not, A, we're not makriv A. B, we were makriv, right? That's right, but we're talking about A. A is still around. When you found A before you shechted B, A is now kedusha d'choya. Now, later on that afternoon or some other time during Pesach or whenever, when A is still around, you made a tmura with it to C. So now the braisa seems to be implying, based on that pasuk, that if you found it before Shchita and you made the Tmura after Shchita, then the Braisa is telling us, the Pasuk is saying, that's the case of a Tmura Sa Pesach, you can't bring as a Korban. Tiuv to the Rava. Therefore, we have a clear contradiction on Rava's second version, that is. And the answer is you're right, Tiofta, it is a contradiction. So we reject Rava's second version and we go back to Rava's first version, which is that yes, in that case, the Tamura will be the Tamura will be possible to bring as a korban. You have to leave it to even though you only made the Tamura after the other one, after B was shechted, but because it comes from Kedusha Dechuya, because A, whose Kedusha it's based on, Kedusha Dechuya, therefore therefore C is also possible to bring, and you have to leave it until it grazes. You have to leave it until it develops a mum. Yeah. No, putting away Chatoris HaMesis, we're going to talk about now in the Gemara, actually. But yeah. Actually, Tosfos asked the question, in the first version, when Abaya, rather, brought this Braisa, he only brought the first half of the Braisa and tried to use it as a question on Rava. What about the second half of the Braisa? The second Braisa clearly supports Rava's first version. Why didn't Abaya bring it? How could it be? Abaya only knew half the Braisa. So a couple of Acharonim talk about possibilities that maybe in the first version we would say that it means you're not required to bring it as a shlomim, but you're allowed to if you want. Whereas the second half of the Braisa makes it clear that you can't. But maybe in the first version we were saying you would be allowed to, and therefore he didn't bring the second half of the Braisa as a proof for Rava, because not necessarily a proof. It's not a contradiction either, but it's not a proof. Whereas in the second one it's clearly a contradiction because it's saying you can't bring it. Okay. New discussion. Omar Shmuel, Kol Shebachatos Mesa BePesach Korav Shlomim. The rule is like this. Now you just mentioned Chatoris HaMesis. You have five cases where you have an animal that was supposed to be a chatos, and instead you can't bring it anymore, or not even anymore. You have the five cases are Vlad Chatos, where you have a chatos is usually a female animal. So if it gave birth to a baby, Tmuras Chatos, a Tmura, like we're discussing over here. The if the owner died before he bought it, niskapru baleh ba'acher, the original one was lost and the owner used a different animal for his chatas and then the original one turned up, and ovroshnosa, and the fifth one is where it's over a year old. Chatoris have to be chatoris, like many korbanos, have to be an animal within its first year, and then it aged out, right? Yeah, so in all those cases, we say those are chatoris hamesis. Those are the ones that you have to lock them up. And yeah, so Shmuel says, here's a rule. Now, he's not giving a reason for the rule. He's just saying this rule will help you remember the din. Kol shebachatos mesa, any case of a chatos where you would have to leave it to die, but Pesach, korav shlomim, if the same case happened with a korban Pesach, instead, you would bring it as a shlomim. Now, one of the five cases can't apply to a Pesach because Vlad, there's no such thing as Vlad Pesach because a Pesach is always a male animal. No, because a Pesach is a male animal. The Pesach is a male animal. It can't have a Vlad. But the other four, no, it has to, Pesach has to be within a year old. So all the other four, Tmuras Pesach, Mesu Balea, Niskapru Balea, and Ovrashna. So all of those could apply to a Pesach. So those that apply to a Pesach, we would say instead you bring the animal as a shlomim. V'chol shebachatas roya. And then you have cases with a chatas where you leave it to graze, which we're going to discuss soon. We're going to discuss soon what that means. But Pesach nami roya, then the same thing would be true. The same thing would be the same thing would be true as far as the korban Pesach. You would also leave it. You would also leave it to graze. Okay. Tosfos points out, by the way, that later on the Gemara is going to explain that Shmuel argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says that it matters whether you found it before or after Shechita, which means that in the Machlokas of Rabba and Rab Zeder that we had yesterday about whether the cutoff point is before or after Shechita or before or after Chatzos, it comes out then that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabba. Shmuel over here would hold like Rab Zeder. That the key thing is, did you find it before or after Chatzos? Rabbi Yechanan says, no, you only bring an animal that was supposed to be a Pesach as Shlomim only if it was found after Shechita. But if you found the original animal before you shechted the other one, then no, then we wouldn't say you could bring it as a Shlomim. Then we would say that it has to be left to graze. Which one would be better to bring, the original one or the new one? It's a good question. L'chorah, there's no difference. Either way, whichever one you bring, the other one is going to be nidcha. Yeah. Okay. By the way, I mean, the truth is, the halacha is, the Rambam paskins, according to the opinion, that ein balei chayim nidchin, and you have some of the noisekevim on the Rambam say that maybe according to that, then the dinim wouldn't quite be what we're saying over here. Even though the animal was nidcha, that wouldn't necessarily prevent us from bringing it as a korban. On the other hand, we said yesterday that Tosfos says it's different when you would doche it biyadayim. It's one thing when it's nidcha by something that happened outside of the korban. But here, you would doche it biyadayim. You said, I had this animal available for a korban, and I chose not to bring it as a korban. And to bring a different one, that's different. Then we would even say balechayim nidcha. Okay. So getting back to Shmuel's rule, maskif lo Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asks on Shmuel's rule, uklolahu, is that a general rule that whenever you have a chatas amesa, then for the parallel case with a korban pesach, you bring as a shlomim, and whenever you have a chatas roya, then a pesach would also be roya, would graze. What about a chatas that's over a year old? Now such an animal goes to re'ia. It goes to graze. The Amr of Shimon Lakish Chatas to Avra Shnasa Royan Oisakilu and Medis Vesa Kvaris Veroya. Resh Lakish says that if a Chatas is over a year old, you imagine it as if it was standing in a Besa Kvaris. In other words, you don't say that you say, in other words, it's not actually possible. It's just right now we can't get to it. No Koyan is able to go and get it. Therefore, we just leave it there. So therefore, it ends up grazing and you sell it. Now, Rashi says, in this case, you use the money to buy, and you use the money for kayetz hamizbeach, for the korbanos, when nothing else is going on the mizbeach. Tosfos says that no, actually, what you would do is you would sell it, and you'd use the money to buy another animal for chatas, for your own personal chatas. You have to bring a chatas, but according to Rashi, that money is forfeit because you allowed the animal to become over a shnasa, and therefore now you have to use other money for that. And this money is going to go to Nadava. According to Tosfos, it goes towards buying another chatas. The point is not that Yisrael can get it. The point is we picture as though the Kohen can't go in there to shecht it. The Kohen has to be shechted. So we picture as though right now it's in a place where Kohen can't get to it, and therefore it can't be shechted. Now, by the way, Rashi mentions from the Gemara in Tmura that, wait a second, didn't we say that Ovra Shnosa is one of the five Chatoris HaMesis? Why all of a sudden are we saying over here that it's Roya? And the answer is in the Gemara that Rish Lakish would understand, when do we say that Ovra Shnosa goes Lamisa only if also it was lost and then it was only found after Ovra Shnosa? So it has two strikes against it. That it was lost and then found, and that it's Ovra Shnasa. But if it's only Ovra Shnasa, so like in your example, let's say the guy had COVID or something and he couldn't bring it by the end of its first year, then Rish Lakish would say it just goes Lariya. Anyway, so that's as far as a chatas, Beroya. So you have a case over there where a chatas is left to graze. The Ilu Pesach Ki Hai Gavna Kod of Shlomim. Now, continues Rabbi Yosef, if the parallel case happens with a Pesach, we do in fact bring that animal as a Shlomim. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, which we said before, Kesev Lodabas the Pesach La'alya, when the Pasuk mentions that a person brings a sheep as a korban shlomim, and it mentions over there all the emurim that you bring from it, one of them being the alya, the tail of the animal, which only from a sheep do you bring it. So Lodabas the Pesach La'alya. So that word Kesev comes to include that from a korban Pesach you also bring the alya, which otherwise we have no place else in the Torah that tells us what emurim you bring from Pesach. And kshu oima im kesev, and the pasuk says if a kesev, where it didn't have to say the word if either, the rabbis a pesach shu avra shnasai, that comes to include a korban pesach that's over a year old, ushlomim aboy machmas pesach, it also comes to include shlomim that come as a result of the pesach, which we said yesterday, Rashi had said would be, for example, a pesach, a tmura of pesach, a pesach where you ended up using a different animal for a korban, where it was lost at the time, as we said. Maybe also Chagigas Habar also, that all of those shlomim, so we're including them, the Chol Mitzvah Shlomim, that they have all the mitzvahs of Shlomim. Now it's not a Pesach anymore. Now instead it's a Shlomim. So it has all the usual rules of Shlomim. Shetu'unim Smicha, you have to lean your hands on it, just like a Shlomim, unlike a Pesach. Unesachim, you need to bring the Sachim with it, again, unlike a Korban Pesach. Utnufas Chazav Ashoik, you need to wave the Chazav Ashoik, again, like a regular Shlomim, that one you have in this week's parasha, actually. And Kshu Oimah, Im Eiz Hifsika Inyan. Then a few psukim later, the pasuk says, if a person brings a goat, so that breaks up things. Limit ala aiz shein tonalia. That teaches us that when it comes to a goat, if a person brings a goat as a korban, whether shlomim or pesach, you don't bring the tail from it. A tail is the tail. The alia is brought only from a sheep. The point is, in other words, the Braise is mentioning among the cases where it becomes a shlomim is over a shnasa, is where it's over a year old. According to Shmuel's rule, we would say if it's over a year old, then it should be grazing, just like a chatas in that case would be grazing. But we're saying that not. You bring it as a shlomim. So how does Shmuel's rule work? Amalei, so he answers him. We didn't really have a discussion before between Rabbi Yosef and anybody else that there's anybody else to be answering. So maybe it should be Omrulei. Maybe they, the Bnei Hayishiva, told him, or maybe taken out. Anyway, the answer of the Gemara is Ki Ka'omer Shmuel Ba'avudim. Shmuel's rule is not talking generically about. Shmuel's rule only applies to animals that were lost. So in other words, Shmuel is not saying generically that all cases of chatas roya, then a pesach would be roya, because we just showed that not. But the case of avra shnasa, again, is not talking about where it was lost, because in fact, if it was lost and avra shnasa, we just said you would actually send it off lemis, you'd actually put it lemisa, you'd actually put it in a room over there. So Shmuel's rule is only talking about where the animal was lost and then found. That's where he's saying that any case of a chatas, where in that case you would leave it to graze, then a pesach you also leave it to graze. The case of Avra Shnasa, the case where the Shlokish was talking about that you imagine it as though it's standing in a pesach kvaris, it was never lost in the first place. Therefore, Shmuel's rule wasn't meant to apply to such a case. It's true that a chatas in that case would be left to graze, but a pesach in that case you would actually bring as a shlomim, as in the Braisa we just quoted. So the question, Shmuel was not talking about cases where the animal was nidcha by itself, namely where, for example, where it's over a year old. So the question is, so what do you mean? In that case, how do you have a scenario when the korban was lost, when the chatas was lost, and then you're going to leave it to graze? What is the case? If Shmuel is saying that in any case of a lost animal, if it was a chatas that's mesa, then a pesach you would bring as a shlomim, and if it was a chatas that goes l'ri'ia, then a pesach in that case would also go l'ri'ia. So now we have to find a case of a chatas that was lost and that goes l'ri'ia. Where do we have such a case? So how do you find a case of a lost chatas? How do you find a case of a lost chatas which is going l'ri'ia? Now you have let's consider. You have a case where the animal was lost. Where the animal was lost. When you were mafresh another one, so you were going to bring a certain animal for a korban, then you lost it. It was still lost at the time when you designated another one. And according to the Rabbanon, the Lur'iyah Azla. Now, according to the Rabbanon, in that case, it does go Lur'iyah, the Tnan. Namely, we learn in a Mishnah in Tmura about such a case. If a person designated an animal for a chatos, then it was lost. Then he designated another one instead of it. Then the first one turns up. Now both of them are standing in front of us. So what do we do with the two? You can't bring two chatos again because you only have one chatos. So Rebbe says that one of them is going to be brought as a korban and the other one's going to have to be left to die, because once you bring one, then you doicha the other one. When would we say it's a chat? That was Divrei Rebbe. The Chum say that no. When would it be a chatas mesa? Is if you brought the second animal as a korban and then you found the first one. This is almost the opposite of what we were saying before about the Pesach. With the Pesach, we were saying before, when you shech the other one is keveya, the first one is Pesach, only if it's around. Here we're saying kind of the opposite. It's a halacha l'moshe mesinah. There are the rachatoris and mesis, but and one of them is niskap ruba aleha. So that would have to be therefore the chachamim say we limit that case of niskap ruba aleha, not like Rebbe is saying where the other animal is around at the time when niskap ruba aleha, but precisely when it's not around, when it's still lost at the time when niskap ruba aleha. Now, if we find it, then it's mesa. But implying ha kodim should escape rubai limroya. Therefore, obviously, the chachamim hold that if you found the original animal before niskap rubai lim, before you shechted the other one, then the original one is going to be left to graze. Now, the ilu pesach. Now, when it comes to a korban pesach, hecha de oved v'nimtza acha chatzos kodim shchita. If it was lost and then you found it after chatzos, before the shchita. Then we said before that Rava says that the key thing is before or after Shechita. Now, right now, we said before Tosfos mentioned that Shmuel holds like Rav Zeira that says that the key that the cutoff is before or after Chatzos. The Gemara doesn't know that yet. Right now, we're assuming that Shmuel holds that the cutoff is before or after Shechita. So imagine you find the original animal after Chatzos, when it's roi to be brought as a Korban Pesach, but before you shech the other one, well then, Korov Shlomim. We do know now that Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had said the cutoff is before or after Chatzos. You only found it after Chatzos. So even though you haven't shechted the other one yet, we don't say that the original one was Nidche, because at the time of Chatzos, which is the time when the start of the Korban Pesach season begins, then it was still lost. So in that case, Reb Zeira would say that Korov Shlomim, that you could bring it as a Shlomim. So we see that you could have a Pesach, you could have an animal for a Pesach in front of you at the time of Kapara, and it's still brought as a Shlomim. Whereas with a Chatas, in that case, according to the Chachamim, it would be Roya. So Shmuel's rule still doesn't work, even when it comes to lost animals. The answer is Shmuel Karebi Svirale. The answer is very simple. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. De'aman avu de lemisa. He says in that case, it's not Roya anyway. It's lemisa. So therefore, it fits with the first half of his rule. He said that any case where Chatos is Mesa, then a parallel case or the Pesach, you would bring Shlomim. Good. In this case, according to Rebbe, it's Mesa. So in that case, the parallel case with the Pesach, you bring as a Shlomim. But it has nothing to do with the second half of the rule. We thought that it has to do with the second half of the rule, the case where the Pesach, case where the Chatos is Roya, but it's true, it wouldn't work, but Shmuel doesn't have to hold that way. Shmuel holds like Rebbe that this is a case of a Chatos HaMesa, not a case of a Chatos HaRoya. Okay, so the question is, v'hakol avud l'Rebbe Mesa. Still though, what do you mean? According to Rebbe, any case of a Pesach that was lost and then found is going to be Mesa. But with the Korban Pesach, if you lost it and found it before Chatzos, then it's going to have to graze. Because again, then you took another animal and designated it as a Pesach and ended up shechting it. And now, even according to Reb Zeira, the original one is now Nidcha because you found it before Chatzos. And both of them are available at the time you shechted the second one. The answer is that we would say if the animal was lost before Chatzos, then it's not considered lost for purposes of this halacha. Lost would mean that it was lost only during the time when it could be brought as a Pesach. And that would work, which is after Chatzos. Kidu Rava. And that would work based on what Rava says. Rava says in the same way by a chatos, if let's say he lost the animal by night, where you can't bring korbanos at night, and he designated a new replacement one also by night, and then you found the original one in the morning, even Rebbe would agree that the original one doesn't go lemisa because at night is not a time for bringing korbanos, so we can't say that it was nidcha. We're not talking about Tmura over here. We're not talking about Tmura. We're talking about he lost the original one, so he designated a new one instead. But Rava is saying if all of that happened by night, then since by night you can't bring a korban, then therefore we don't say that new one got the, I mean, it still has the din of a chatas, but not to the extent that we should say that it was a chatas amesa, that now when we shecht one of them, the other one, even according to Rebbe, that the other one is going to go lemisa, we're going to say the other one would go only l'ri'ia. It would have to graze. Maybe it wouldn't have to at all. Then we're saying that it's not chal, yeah. So the question then is, so the same thing over here. Before Chatzos, you can't bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, an Aveda at that time is not considered an Aveda. So that would answer the question, therefore. So now the question is, Ela Royal Rebbe Heich Mashkachas Lo. No, then how do you find a case? You still, Shmuel was still saying that any case of Chatos Roya Ren, a Pesach would also be Roya. Now, if we're saying that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, what is the case where Rebbe would hold that a Chatos is Roya? On the face of it, it seems that Rebbe is saying always, either it's Mesa or it's nothing. There doesn't seem to be any case where Rebbe says that it's Roya. That we said, for example, would be Mesa, according to Rebbe. If, let's say, so you had an animal for a chatas, you lost it, then you, or by day, not by night, then you found, so you designated another one instead, then you found the original one, and then you shechted one of the two, then Rebbe says, now at this point, the other one goes Lamisa. But if you found that after you brought the original one, then both the chacham, then the chachamim agree that that's a chatas amesa. Also, the question is, if you found it before you were meskapa with the original one, that's a machlokas, right? So the question is, elo royal rebbe heichemashkachas la. No, so what exactly is the case where, according to Rebbe, you would have a chatas that's roya? It can't be that it was lost at night, because we just said that by night is not considered an aveda, and Shmuel is only talking about avudim, so you have to have one which is... So yeah, you can say that there are cases where Rebbe would say that it goes l'ri'ah, but you have to have a case where Rebbe would say that involving ones that were lost, because we still have the original thing that we said in the Gemara, that Shmuel is only talking about ones that were lost. According to Rebbe, where is there a case of a lost one that goes l'ri'ah? He usually says that one that was lost goes Lamisa. You have, in a case over here, we just said Avedas Laila, he doesn't consider it lost at all, Lahalocha. So what is the case where it's considered lost, Lahalocha, and Rebbe would say that it goes Lari? The answer is Kedirab Oishia. The answer is, according to Shmuel, you could find that case according to Rab Oishia. The Amr of Oshia, if a person designated two animals for a chatas as achrayus, so to begin with, he designated A and B, not that he can bring both of them, obviously, but he says, I'm A, and if I lose A, or it becomes unavailable for a carbon, then I'll use B instead. Tosfos actually gets into a bit of discussion over here. How exactly does he do that? He can't say Harezu Chatas and then Harezu Chatas, because how could Kedusha be Chal on the second one? And if he says Hare Elu Behemas Chatos, then based on a Gemara in Eruvin, that doesn't work either. So it has to be that he specifically says one of them should be a Chatas and the other one should be for Achrayus. He doesn't specify which is which, but he says one of them should be for a Chatas and the other one is going to be for Achrayus. Fine. So the Amar Aboshia, if a person designated two chatois for achrayus, then we don't say they're mesa. He uses one of them for his korban, ushniya tira. The second one is left to graze until it develops a mum. And then, according to Rashi, we're using the here I think both Rashi and Tosfos would agree that in that case, the money goes to Nadava. Tosfos argued earlier in the case where he has the original animal itself, where we're saying that it has to graze. And the question is whether he uses the money towards the Dava and then has to use different money for a chatas, or whether he can use this money towards his chatas. But here, where he's bringing already one animal as a chatas, obviously has no more chiv of chatas, right? So then obviously he's bringing the other one goes to the Dava, yeah. So that's by the chatas. So there is a case, according to Rebbe, where a chatas is roya. Now the problem is v'ha ilu b'pesach kiyai gam nakar of shlomim. No, and if that kind of thing happened with the korban pesach, that's a regular moser pesach, and therefore there's no question you bring that as a shlomim. So it still doesn't work with Shmuel's rule. Yeah, the answer is ela Shmuel k'rib shimin svidalei. No, rather what we're going to answer is like this. Shmuel holds according to Reb Shimon, the Amar Chomesh Chatois Mesis. Reb Shimon says that when we say the five Chatois HaMesis that we mentioned before, regardless of the details of the situation, they're always Mesis. In other words, Reb Shimon would say, for example, in this case of Niskap Rebala, we don't care whether we found the original animal before Kapara, after Kapara, even La'achrayus, even you designated a La'achrayus, Reb Shimon is still going to say that it's Mesa. The same thing with the other ones. For example, when we had the Ovra Shnosa, we said on Amud Aleph that Reb Shimon, that Rish Lakish had said that Ovra Shnosa is only a problem, only goes Lamisa, also only if it was lost when Ovra Shnosa. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. Ovra Shnosa, Lamisa. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds that all these five cases, you do them no matter what. In any case where one of these five details applies, then it goes Lamisa. So therefore, so Shmuel holds according to that. Now that we're back to the question, Vaha Royal or Reb Shimon Lesley Klal. The problem is then that according to Reb Shimon, you never have a chatas that goes Lariya. According to him, a chatas that's possible is always Lamisa. The answer is Shmuel Nami Chodek Omer Kol Shabbat Chatas Mesa BePesach Kodesh Shlamim. The answer is we can say the two halves of Shmuel's rule. He didn't actually say both half of them. All he said was the first half of the rule. Whenever a Chatas is Mesa, then if the same thing happens with a Pesach, you bring it Shlamim. He never said anything about Roya. He never said anything about Roya. We put that in. We thought that what happened was Shmuel's Talmidim heard him say in the first half. They figured in that case in the second half, but Shmuel never actually said that. So Shmuel is just saying any case where Pesach goes Lamisa, then any case where Chatas goes Lamisa, then that case with a Pesach, you would bring a Shlamim. Now, so we still say that he's going like Reb Shimon. Because after all, as we went through the sugya before, if we said that he holds like the Chachamim, or if we said that he holds like Rebbe, then there would be cases where a chatos then we would say there are cases of a chatos that's roya and a pesach is brought a shlamim. Shmuel wants to tell us that every case where pesach is mesa, a chatos is a pesach is brought as a shlamim. So that can only be if he holds according to Reb Shimon that all five chatois amesis is mesis regardless. And then in all those five cases, he would say that the Pesach is that four out of those five cases, the ones that apply to the Pesach, we would say that it's brought as a shlamim. But he's not referring at all to the ones that are roy. What? So he only said the first half of the rule. We deduce the second half of the rule, but it turns out that's not correct. Shmuel never said that second half, and he wouldn't hold that way. So then the question is, my kamash malon? Well, in that case, then what's Shmuel's chiddush then? The answer is, la poki mid Rabbi Yochanan. All Shmuel wants to tell us is that he argues with Rabbi Yochanan. After all, if Shmuel is telling us that all chatois amesis, and then all avudim, again, we said before that we're talking specifically about ones that were lost, and then we're saying that any of them that were made that by a chatos amesa, by a shlamim would be by a pesach would be brought as a shlamim. So in that case, then that's exactly what we said in the Mishnah. You have the case where the pesach was lost, when you can bring it as a shlamim and when you can't. So what is Shmuel adding? The answer is he wants to tell us not like Rabbi Yochanan. Da'ama ena pesach korev shlamim ela shenimtza achar shchita. Rabbi Yochanan had said that the pesach is brought as a shlamim only if you find it after the other one is shechted, which was like Rabbah before. But if you find the original animal before the second one was shechted, then we say it was nidcha, and then we said you can't bring it as a shlamim. Instead, you leave it to graze. So Shmuel wants you to know, alma shchita kava. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the shchita is what's keveya, like Rabbah. Kamash malon chatzois kava. Therefore, Shmuel wants you to know that no, I hold like Rabbi Zera, chatzois is keveya. Meaning, in other words, has nothing to do with the shchita, and therefore the key thing is, did you find the animal before chatzos or after chatzos? Now, before chatzos, we said it's not considered lost, like Rava's rule before. Only after chatzos can we consider it lost, and then that's when the din kicks in, that then you would bring it as a shlomim, because according to Reb Zera, always, if it was lost and found after chatzos, then always it's not nidcha, and you bring it, and you bring it as a shlomim. So that's what he wants us to know, that he holds like that, not like Rabbah and not like Rabbi Yechon. Lishnachrina, another version of part of the discussion from before. We asked the question at the bottom of Amud Aleph that you have a case where the animal was with a chatas, where the animal was lost at the time you designated the second one, and then it turned up before the shchita of the other one. And the Chachamim say it's not a chatas amesa, not like Rebbe. They said that it goes l'ra'iyah. So the question, so now a Lishnachrina, another version of the question from that point, the Ilva Pesach, Hecha the Ovid Venimsa Acha Chatzois, that if with the Pesach, if it was lost and found after Chatzois, Kodim Shchita, before you shechted the other one, Yikrav Shlomim, then you would bring it as a Shlomim. So the answer is, in the second version, not like in the first version where Shmuel holds like Rab Zera, but rather we're going to say in the second version that Shmuel holds like Rabba. Shmuel could Rabba Svidolei Da'ama Shechita Kava. We're going to answer that he holds like Rab Yechon, he holds like Rabba, that when you shecht the other one is what establishes both of them as having the Kedusha of a Pesach. So therefore, if you found that after Chatzos, before Shechita, then that's when we're going to say that you can't bring it as a Korban. So you have to leave it to graze. So the problem with that is the problem with that is that Rabbi Yochanan clearly said that a Pesach is brought as a shlomim only if he found it after the shchita of the other one. A is brought as a shlomim only if you found it after B was shechted. Ava kodem shchita loy. But if you found it before B was shechted, then no, then you leave it to graze. Alma shchita kava. So you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the shchita is kaveya. Miklal the shmul sava chatzois kava. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan and the shmul are arguing, that has to be what they're arguing about. That whether it's chatzois or whether it's shchita, that makes the difference. Ela Shmuel k'Rebbe Svirale. So we're going to answer like we did before that Shmuel holds like Rebbe. D'Amar Avud Lamisa Azla. That Rebbe says that where the animal was lost and then found, then it goes Lamisa, even if you found it before you brought the other one as a korban. So therefore, so it has nothing to do with before and after Shechita. So the question is, v'hakol avud in the Rebbe Mason, like we ask in the first version, according to Rebbe, all cases where the animal was lost have to go lamisa. V'ilu b'pesach hechad the avud kodim chatzos v'nimtza kodim chatzos roya. But with the Pesach, if it was lost before chatzos and you found it after chatzos, then it's roya. Even according to everybody, according to Rab Zera, then you can't bring it according to Rab Zera. You can't bring it as a shlomim because it was found only after Chatzos, it was found before Chatzos. If it was lost and found before Chatzos, Chatzos came, and now you have meanwhile another animal that you can bring for your Pesach. So then the other one is nidcha according to Rab Zera automatically at Chatzos. The answer is, like we said before, kasava kodim chatzos lava avodhu. The answer is, like we said before, that Rava's rule, that if it was lost before chatzos, it's not considered avod. V'kasava chatzos kava. We're going to say, after all, that Shmuel does hold chatzos is what makes the cutoff point, like Rab Zera, not shchita like Rabba and Rab Yechanan. But we're going to say, in other words, that if it was lost before Chatzos, then it's like the Chatas that was lost at night. You can't bring the Pesach before Chatzos. You can't bring the Chatas at night. Therefore, nothing happens. And therefore, that's not considered Avod, and Shmuel's rule doesn't apply to that. The rest of the discussion would go, like we said before, we're just detouring here in the middle of the discussion to, we thought to say in the first version, we didn't explicitly say whether in the whole discussion, whether Shmuel holds like Rabba or Rab Zera. Only at the end did we say that Shmuel's rule is meant to tell us that he holds like Rab Zera before and after Chatzos. In the second version, we're making it more explicit in the middle of the discussion. We're saying at one point of the discussion that we would argue that before Chatzos and after Chatzos makes the difference. We tried to say he holds like Rabba, that's not before Chatzos and after Chatzos, but before and after Shchita. We said that doesn't work, and then the rest of the discussion continues pretty much as it was before. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone.